Those are the sounds of Fort Wilson Riot, one of the bands to be featured alongside the runway at this year's Voltage Fashion Amplified. They'll share the First Avenue main stage with local fashionistas and models dressed to the nines in wares sewn and styled by local designers. It's all part of MN Fashion's annual showcase of who's who in the fashion scene, combined with the it factor of rock and roll. One of those responsible is local fashion blogger, writer, and Voltage stylist Jonna Piloquin. She's been with the showcase for 5 of its 7 years. Alongside Anna Lee, the producer of Voltage, Jonna selects the runway designers, the designers who outfit the 5 bands in the show, and all the accessory designers. She also helps oversee the production of The Lookbook, whilst commanding a team of stylists to help each designer realize their look on the runway. Voltage is not about showcasing trends, Jonna explains, but rather the Midwest look, which is more independent and focused on style while also being practical.
But I think the unique thing about Minneapolis and the Midwest is we're a lot less concerned about falling into those categories than maybe the coasts, maybe, you know, New York. I think we're have a very independent spirit, and we're also very practical, and so, you know, you'll see a lot more outerwear, layering, just because it's kind of, a lot of these designers wear what they design, and it's functional, so I think there's that unique element that Minneapolis and Midwest has. I think our style is a lot more, it's got more color than you'd see in New York, a lot more, you know, texture, but not quite as laid back as something you'd see in LA. So I think it's sophisticated, but also a little more easygoing.
There are 10 designers and 5 bands in this year's show. The Voltage team makes sure there is a good cross-section of returning and new designers for both men and women. Each designer can sell parts of their collection in a retail boutique at First Avenue the night of the show. Terry Martin is one of the new designers in Voltage Fashion Amplified this year. She uses a unique pattern employing one circle for the entire garment. She graduated from the University of Cincinnati after interning for such prestigious companies like Calvin Klein, Coach, Martin & Osa, and twice for Target, which is where she now works as a menswear designer. She was excited about the burgeoning fashion scene here in Minnesota and knew that several of her coworkers had been in Voltage. After she moved here last fall, she applied and got in for this year's show. Her designs don't follow a rock and roll aesthetic. Instead, she's inspired by the works of Frank Gehry, along with colors like verbena or a mossy green.
There's no kind of set inspiration. I'm more inspired by architecture and by color, and so I basically kind of narrowed down the buildings that I chose to be inspired by and then narrowed down the colors for this spring collection. I'm calling it Proof, and it's based largely on circles and the geometry of circles, basically how they fit together, warping them to create new shapes that define the wearer space and then just create new shapes that hopefully are attractive and appear beautifully on the human body.
This year's Voltage will be the last as we know it. Anna Lee, who works for MN Fashion and is the show's producer, has resigned. It's very much up in the air as to what will happen next, but the Minneapolis fashion scene has shown it needs to be taken seriously and can have a good time, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think it brings, the fun thing about it is it brings in a crowd of people that aren't necessarily going to be going to a fashion show. You know, they're maybe interested in the music, or they're interested just because it's a big party and it's the scene, you know, and people want to show up and be seen and see their friends and hang out. And, you know, it's at First Avenue, which is, you know, the most popular club in town. I think it's nice to expose people to, like, hey, this is, you know, this is what fashion is. And, you know, a lot of people that, I think Minneapolis, there is this feeling of, you know, anti-fashion snobbery where they say, oh, you know, it seems like the snooty thing, but I think Voltage really has always been great about making it accessible for everyone and not being snooty and our noses up in the air about it and just making it fun.
For KFAI, I'm Allison Herrera.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.